Welcome back. In this lesson, we're taking a dub siren and turning it into a proper jungle and old school DNB edit tool inside Ableton Live 12. Not just a wild effects noise, but something that feels locked to the groove, hits hard on a sound system and leaves space for the kick, snare, sub, and reese to do their job. The big idea here is simple: treat the siren like percussion first, and melody second. In jungle, a siren doesn't have to carry the whole tune. It just needs to speak at the right moment. A good siren hit can act like a warning shot, a response to the drums, or a little burst of tension right before the drop. That's what gives the arrangement character. So let's start with the source. You want a dub siren sample with a strong pitch movement and a clean attack, or you can build one from scratch with a stock instrument like operator or analog. If you're making it yourself, keep the waveform simple. Sine or triangle is a great starting point. Then add a fast pitch envelope so the sound rises or falls with that classic wah motion. Don't overpolish it yet. We want raw character first. If you already have a siren sample, drop it onto an audio track and trim it so it starts cleanly. In this style, shorter is usually better. A long siren can easily clutter the intro and get in the way of the drums. You're aiming for something bright enough to cut through, but not so sharp that it becomes painful once you start processing it. Now enable warp. This is where the siren starts becoming part of the track instead of a random loop floating over it. Since we're working at DNB tempo, usually somewhere around 170 to 174 BPM, you want the siren lock to the grid so it behaves musically. For full-range sirens with body and harmonics, Complex Pro is usually the best starting point. If the sound is more percussive or chopped, beats can work nicely. If it has noisy, grainy movement, texture can give it a more atmospheric edge. A good approach is to place the important warp markers on the main moments, not every tiny wobble. Usually that means the initial attack or the peak of the pitch rise. Lock that point to the grid, then let the rest breathe naturally. You're not trying to freeze every micro movement. You're trying to make the phrase land in a musical way. Once it's locked, think like an editor. Instead of leaving one long siren phrase untouched, slice it into useful parts. You might separate the attack, the rise, the peak, and the tail. In Ableton, you can split at the right points and rearrange those pieces into stabs, repeats, and little call and response moments. This is where the edit's mindset really comes in. A classic jungle move is to place the siren after the snare, especially on the offbeat, so it answers the drums without fighting them. That keeps the backbeat clear. You can also use short repeats in the last bars before the drop to build anticipation. The key is to think in 4-bar, 8-bar, or 16-bar phrasing. Random chopping can sound messy. Phrase logic sounds like a record. Next, clean up the tone. Put a Q8 first in the chain and high-pass any unnecessary low end, usually somewhere around 120 to 200 HE, depending on the sample. If the siren needs more bite, add a gentle boost in the upper mids, maybe around 1.5 to 3.5 kHE. If it gets harsh, notch out the painful area instead of just turning it down. The goal is focus, not just volume. After EQ, add some saturation. Saturator is perfect for this, and roar is also great if you want a bit more grime and weight. A small amount of drive can make the siren feel thicker and more confident on a sound system. It also helps it cut through breaks and bass without needing to be pushed louder. That's the trick. Translation over brute force. Now bring in auto filter. This is where the siren becomes an arrangement weapon. A bandpass filter can give you that haunted, narrow intro sound. Then you can open it up before the drop, or automate it over 4 or 8 bars to create a proper tension arc. A little resonance can add classic dub pressure, but don't overdo it unless you want a whistle that takes over the whole mix. For old school jungle vibes, the best filter moves often mirror the drums. Let the siren open slightly while the break edits tighten underneath it. That contrast is what makes the whole thing feel intentional. The drums speak, the siren replies, and the bass line lands with authority. After that, add delay, but keep it under control. Echo or delay in Ableton can give you that dub movement, but the repeats need to be filtered and managed so they don't smear the low mids. Sync the delay to something like an eighth note or a dotted quarter note if you want classic movement. Keep the feedback moderate. You want motion, not a wash of chaos. A really useful trick is to automate the delay mix or send only on the last hit before the drop. That creates a nice throw, where the siren blooms for a moment and then clears out of the way. That kind of move sounds professional because it uses space as part of the arrangement. In drum and bass, silence and restraint can hit just as hard as a huge effect. If the siren starts feeling too wide, use utility to control the stereo image. Keep the dry signal focused, and let the delay or reverb provide the width. On club systems, mono compatibility matters a lot. A wide effect tail can be beautiful, but the core siren should stay solid and centered enough to punch through the mix. Once the processing feels good, resample it. This is one of the most useful steps in the whole workflow. Create a new audio track, set it to resample, and record a few bars of the processed siren. Once it's printed, you can chop it, reverse pieces, trim tails, and build brand new edits from the result. That's when it really starts feeling like a proper DNB production tool. Resampling also helps you commit to decisions. Instead of endlessly tweaking a live chain, you capture the best version and move forward. Then you can slice the audio into one-shots, stabs, reverse tails, or little filler fragments. That's fast, flexible, and very in the spirit of jungle editing. Now test it in context. Put it against your drums, sub, and res bass. A solo siren can sound massive, but the real question is whether it still reads clearly when the track is full. That's the real test. If it clashes with the snare, shorten the tail or move the hit. If it crowds the bass, clean out more low end. If it feels thin, add harmonics before reaching for more volume. A good 16-bar arrangement might look something like this. In the first 4 bars, the siren is filtered and mysterious. In bars 5 to 8, it opens a bit more and starts answering the drums. In bars 9 to 12, it becomes part of the call and response. Then in bars 13 to 16, it builds tension, throws a delay on the final hit, and clears out right before the drop. That kind of structure gives the tune identity. It tells the listener something is happening, without overcrowding the main groove. That's exactly what you want in old-school jungle or darker roller-style DNB. A few things to watch out for. Don't leave too much low end in the siren. Don't drown it in delay and reverb. Don't warp it so aggressively that it loses its shape. And don't make it louder when what it really needs is more focus. Also, always check mono compatibility. A siren that sounds huge in stereo but disappears in mono is going to let you down on a big system. If the siren feels thin, try harmonic enhancement before boosting the lows. A touch of saturation, a parallel drive layer, or even a subtle octave layer can make it feel thicker without muddying the mix. And if the tail is too long, shorten it before you make it louder. In jungle, a tighter envelope often sounds heavier than a bigger one. Here's a really effective variation idea. Make 3 versions of the same siren. One clean intro version with a high pass filter and a band pass sweep. One heavier tension version with saturation, delay throws, and maybe a touch of pitch automation. And one printed chop version, where you resample the processed sound and slice it into a new two-bar phrase. That way, the same source becomes 3 different arrangement tools. For a deeper old-school feel, you can also add tiny pitch movements, maybe just a few cents up or down over the phrase. That subtle instability can make the siren feel more alive and a little more battered, like it came off a dub plate system that's been through some sessions. Keep it small though. You want tension, not chaos. Another nice trick is to reverse 1 or 2 siren tails and place them right before the drop. That works especially well when paired with a snare fill or break edit. It gives the last bar a bit of a vacuum effect, like the tune is pulling the listener into the drop. So to wrap it up, the workflow is: choose or create a strong siren, warp it musically, slice it into phrase-friendly edits, shape it with EQ and saturation, automate filter and delay for movement, resample it to audio, and then place it in conversation with the drums and bass. That's how you turn a simple dub siren into a proper jungle weapon. The real goal isn't just to make it warbly, it's to make it feel like part of the record. When it's done right, the siren doesn't sit on top of the track. It lives inside the arrangement, pushes the energy forward, and gives your DNB tune that authentic old-school pressure. Now go build your own version. Keep the low end clean, and let the siren speak only when it really has something to say.